It's organic night at Frank's Place, one of the many residence dining halls on the UW-Madison campus. And at first glance, it looks like a typical night as students stream in and fill their trays with food from the cafeteria line. But there is a difference on organic nights that now take place twice a semester. Almost everything on the menu comes from a small organic farm somewhere in Wisconsin. One student stands next to the cash register offering free glasses of organic milk from a dairy in Lafarge. Topping the menu is beef tenderloin from cattle raised without synthetic hormones. At a table staffed by students from the UW-Madison Center for Integrated Agricultural Systems, there's a taste test going on. Two trays piled high with hamburgers, and students are trying to figure out which ones are organic.
I could tell there was a difference. I couldn't tell which was which, but I've never had an organic hamburger before.
19-year-old sophomore Annie Sarayan is a biochemistry major, and she says she likes the idea of getting more locally produced food into the dining halls. And after giving it some thought, she thinks she can tell which of the burgers she's just taken a bite of is organic.
You can tell there's a taste difference. You can tell which one pretty much was the university-style burger, because that's what I'm used to. Maybe more greasy.
Also on the menu tonight are grilled organic potato wedges from Brian Eigel's farm in Antigo. He's been supplying potatoes to the UW food service all year, and he came down tonight to meet some of the students who've been eating them. He says farming organically is a values choice for him, and that direct connection with the people who eat his produce is what makes sustainable organic farming work.
They can talk to me and find out who I am and what we're doing and what it's all about, and you build that relationship and that trust there, and that's what's really going to sustain this whole thing in the long term.
20-year-old junior Adam Trigg agrees. He says he wishes the dining hall would increase the number of organic nights and add more organic foods to the menu.
The more you can buy locally, the more people will want to produce locally, and it's a cyclical manner. It's going to produce more organic foods, and we're going to I think it'll bring the price of organic foods down too, because they are expensive.
Beef tenderloin. Sustainable. Yeah. Yep, excellent. I cut it with my fork.
Bob Fessenden heads the residence hall's dining service, and he always shows up for the organic night. He says price isn't the only obstacle to increasing the amount of locally grown organic food the university serves. One problem is that most of the good local organic produce is available from May to September, when the student population on campus is at its lowest and dining halls need less food. Another problem is that organic produce like Brian Eigel's potatoes aren't as uniform in shape, size, and cleanliness as their mass-produced counterparts, and that makes it hard for a large institutional dining room to handle. But he says over the past 2 years, growers like Eigel have worked hard to address that problem.
One student doesn't like to get a 4-ounce potato and another student a 12-ounce potato and have us charge both the same rate. So as a result, they've made progress. And we also had trouble getting them cleaned, getting them all scrubbed and ready to bake or cut up, and that's been resolved. We get them that way now.
Fessenden says ultimately the goal is to help local farmers find a way to finance a facility that could do a lot of the processing, such as slicing and dicing of potatoes, that institutional dining halls need. He says the price of such a facility is still out of reach for the organic farmers the university buys from. But with organic food sales growing at almost 20% a year nationally, that could change soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.